agenda is conditional use number 2554, E. Johnson Holdings LLC.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And before I introduce this, maybe we check with the applicant as to whether the next two items are to be consolidated for presentation purposes or whether they're to be heard separately.
And I talked to the applicants during the break, and I think they're going to, I don't want to put words in their mouth in case they change their mind, but we're going to do them separately, but incorporate some of the first one into the second, I take it.
Yes, we'll do our best to not overlap since they are.
Thank you, so I'll just
appreciate that from Mr. Archits.
So CU 2554 is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a self-storage facility to be located on a portion of a certain parcel of land lying and being in Sussex County containing 12.05 acres, more or less. The property is lying on the north and west side of the intersection of Central Avenue, which is Sussex County Route 84, and Lizard Hill Road, which is Sussex County Route 367A. The 911 address is not available, and the tax parcel ID is District 134, Map 19, Parcel 20.00, and staff would note it's a portion of that parcel submitted into the record for this application. We have a copy of the applicant's conditional use site plan, a copy of the applicant's exhibits, a copy of a deed for the property, a copy of the staff analysis, a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response, and a letter from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. And by my count earlier this afternoon, there was just one comment in the record. Thank you.
Thank you. Chair recognizes Mr. Archits.
Right. Good evening now, I guess. Thank you for hearing us. My name is Brenton Archit. My address is 38482 Hemlock Drive, Frankfort, Delaware. And I am one of the partners on the E. Johnson Holdings LLC. As you can see just from this first drawing, we are only looking for this side of the parcel, which is about 4.5 acres. It is not the full 12 acres. And with that, I may have some comments later, but since we have two hearings, I am going to turn this over to my father to finish this one, and I will do the next one or add any comments that might be necessary. Thank you.
Okay, thank you all. My name is Russell Archit, and I am not a partner. I'm just a family member. So I'm here in support of my son and his proposal here. And just to start where he said, the earlier map you saw there was actually, it's a 12-acre parcel, but we're only talking about the smaller portion, the 4 acres that's on the south side of Lizard Hill Road. So it's an irregular shaped parcel, as you can see. It's about 170 feet wide at the eastern end, about 250 feet wide at the middle, and as you see, it goes down to a point at the end. And of course, there are setbacks that we've shown there, 40 foot on one side on the Central Avenue side, and 40 foot on the Lizard Hill side, and 20 foot in the back. So it further reduces the usable area of this, and I'll kind of address that in a few minutes as to why that's important. So we are requesting a conditional use for commercial and self-storage. The initial phase that we think is the commercial storage, which we believe would be more for contractor usage. It would be a storage facility for them to store their equipment or materials, those kind of things. Everything would be housed inside. We wouldn't propose anything being outside the buildings. We're not proposing any boat storage or trailer storage, anything like that. So it's strictly for housed storage facilities. The reason we're looking at this, and again, you'll hear about it in the next one too, is we know a number of contractors, and everybody's always looking for some storage space to provide convenient storage for their businesses in the coastal area, and we think this is a good parcel for it. It's irregularly shaped, so we're able to use it for this, whereas it probably wouldn't be as well done for dividing it up into housing lots. So We think it's a good use for the parcel that way. We had one guy that came to us, Brenton will talk about that in a minute, but or in his presentation, we had a pool man come that was looking specifically for some storage space because, again, he was looking for a centrally located location to put his pool materials and equipment, and then and be able to send his workers out in the various areas to maintain pools. So it was some of the reasons that we started thinking about doing storage for contractors on this. You're looking at the proposed layout. The property has been in our ownership since, the Hickman family ownership for about 40 to 50 years. Don't know exactly what year my father-in-law obtained the property. But there's a deed attached that shows that it is in the name of one of our LLCs. DelDOT has reviewed the proposed project and determined it would generate less than 50 vehicular trips per day, so a traffic impact study would not be necessary. This is a very low impact use. Per the county's future land use map, it is in the coastal area, and it is located in between two existing commercial uses. To the south of it is a commercially zoned piece of property that is Wilson's Welding. It's about 850 feet away, and to the north of it is a heating and cooling business that is used and is probably an owner operated business. But if you look in the booklets we gave you in tab number 8, the last pictures there, you'll be able to see those two businesses. So we're almost smack in the middle of the two. So tab number 8, you can see all the other conditional uses that are already in the area that planning and zoning has identified. And just one note that a number of those are this same type of usage, which would be storage, providing service to the area for all the property, the new property owners, the development that's taking place. Tab number 9 shows the growth around the area. In fact, if people are familiar with it, almost right across the street, there is a new subdivision called Crescent Place that's coming up with 58 new homes. And just down the road from us, at the end of Central Avenue, is Sycamore Chase, which is now doing its second phase. So there's a lot of growth in our area. So again, we feel like providing service for the development in the area is an important thing, and we feel like we can fulfill that need. Okay, so there's tab 10. You could see examples of the commercial storage and self-storage. Again, we're not focused on self-storage at this time. We're really focusing on the commercial or contractor storage because we think there's a greater need for that. Those units would be those would typically be in 800 square foot increments to be rented, and there would be some of the buildings might have two units in it, and other buildings might have three. We're not looking at any huge, large scale buildings to be built on the property. Per the comprehensive plan, retail and office uses are appropriate in the area, and careful mixtures of homes with light commercial uses can be appropriate to provide for convenient services. And again, we feel like this would provide for that need. And planning and zoning's comments also proposed uses and considered as being consistent with the surrounding area. Finally, one thing we did not have in this package, we've done, we will have in the other package, is the discussion of central sewer or septic systems. We don't plan to put any septic systems in this. It's strictly for storage. There's not to be any offices. We're not looking any at people fabricating things here. This is strictly for storage. So so we're not wanting anybody to set up home in the proposed use. Again, Brenton will be covering our other conditional use. It is directly across the street. But the two are not dependent on each other. They're two independent requests. So so we're, one is not dependent on the other to be approved. Again, just in summary, we feel it's a good use for this portion of the parcel due to its irregular shape and the need in the area. And I'm going to turn it over to my son, who I'm sure I have missed something, and he is going to, you know, correct me and add it, but
like but children are supposed to.
That's the purpose of sons, right?
Right.
So I'm going to leave that for him.
Well, to his point, I had one thing until the very end, and he did cover it. We don't want this to be confused with a business park type scenario. There won't be bathrooms. We aren't asking for the ability to, you know, open businesses, run a business, have traffic in and out. It will be, as you can see from the site plan there, although we have not gone through the design process, where the entrance is located is roughly where the current access point to the field is, even though most of that is flat ground, so the farmer does just drive across it. But there is a pipe crossing there, and just because of the shape of Lizard Hill Road and the narrowness of the lot on Central Avenue, we believe that's probably going to be the best and safest place. But there would be a gate for that. It would be only be able to be opened by, you know, people that have the people that have a gate code or RFID, however we decide to do that security system. Other than that, I think he covered everything pretty well.
Can I just ask you a question about
sure.
the gate? Because
Any
we always ask
yes.
this question while you're on the gate.
Yes.
How far off of the road would that be? Because for
yeah,
trucks
so,
to get in, if they're stopped at the gate, we don't want them stacked up on Lizard Hill.
Yeah, so we obviously drew this ourselves. My father did the buildings and everything, and then we found out pretty late in the which we had more time actually, but we found out late in the process that all of a sudden our hearing was going to be done. So I had to get it done. I did it, and then the Cape Gazette messed up the reporting, so we got moved. So I actually had some more time, but. It would roughly, it is to scale. I'm trying to figure out exactly what it'd be. I believe I tried to do at least 20 feet for at least a standard car, but that can be amended later. Like I said, it was more for...
I'm questioning that too, just because if it's a tractor trailer or something, if you're going to be accommodating subcontractors,
yes, of course.
The general contractors, to be able to make sure they have enough space
yes,
to
of course.
Get the gate open without tying up...
Yep.
Because of the other
yes.
Communities that are already there. That's
Absolutely.
That's our only concern, just to make sure.
And that can be tweaked. Like I said, it is not it's set in stone. We just kind of set it up that way. But yes, that can be adjusted to
right.
move that back if necessary. There is no fence there or anything. It's just a,
okay.
you know, it's just a field.
All right, so if that concludes your presentation for this one, we'll start with any questions we may have, and we'll go with Mr. Pettyjohn.
Yeah, I just... Your father was mentioning something about 800 square feet units, basically.
Yes.
So you're just going to take these buildings, because I see they're, what, 20 by 200, basically? So
oh.
Is this the larger ones? Am I seeing this right? You're just going to put dividers? How are you?
So those are actually the potential for self-mini storage on the property as well. We asked in our conditional use both for commercial storage and also self-storage. As my father stated, we're obviously in a very growing area down there, and a lot of them, and actually I didn't even know it was back on the docket until today, but Lilyvale, which was done under, I believe, Old Business, is directly behind the other part of this parcel on this side of the street, which is all townhomes.
Yeah.
And it, additionally, right down Lizard Hill, there are more townhomes in Milo's Haven, and I believe the new phase of Sycamore Chase has a bunch of townhomes. So townhomes are, you know, obviously most people do have a garage. They don't use it for that. They use it for storage, and yet a lot of people that are downsizing still don't have enough storage. One of our biggest things in everything we do, almost all of our, you know, ideas come from the necessity for real life application. And so I believe there was one public comment that came in today saying that there is a lot of saturation in the self-storage market. Our big thing was the commercial storage, but we also did see a need for that because one of the biggest concerns everyone talks about is traffic. And right in this area, within a mile or so, there's a litany of homes and townhomes. And being able to come here instead of burdening other roads that people already have complaints about, such as Route 26 or Route 54, especially for these people right in this area, we felt like this would provide a service nearby to those homes that would limit traffic as well. So that is what you're looking at there. Those are the self-storage units, which...
I guess I misunderstood, because I thought, and I probably just heard it wrong, maybe, but I thought you were just talking about the commercial storage, and self-storage was maybe way down the road. Did I understand that right? So
that's... You are correct. We're going to start with everything we usually do. We start and then work our way back. And so it could be either. I mean, I can't imagine. I mean, there is a lot of demand for commercial storage. I get people all the time that are saying, you know, I'd love to store my building supplies here, my painting supplies, my construction, you know, equipment inside of something, landscaping stuff inside of something. And so that's what you see at the front is the commercial storage buildings that we're kind of proposing, which would be kind of like our phase one.
So that's your main focus right now, though.
Yeah, yeah, for the application
is for self-storage.
So we wanted to also show how there could be self-storage as well. And those are, like you said, I believe they're 20 by 200. And so they, we generally, from everything that we've read and heard, that 10 by 10 units are the most desirable, and that is why they are that way. So those would be 10 by 10 units. The commercial storage you see up front, those would be 20 by 40 units.
Gotcha.
And they would have a divider per the fire marshal code and, you know, other.
So, but with that, like you said, you're not looking to have running water on this property.
Correct.
At all.
That is
not
correct.
Not a hose bib, not a well, not a...
Nope.
Okay.
No.
And
it's not in a CPCN. There is currently not a well, and is currently not in a CPCN for water service, although we do have access to tie water. If I need, you know, a fire hydrant or something like that for, you know, the fire marshal, there is access to that, and that can be put in. But and that can be done without joining the water district as well.
So what are you considering? You were talking about a gate, possibly...
Yes.
Giving a passcode, a key card,
yep.
Or something like that. Are you hoping to give unlimited access, or from sunup to sundown, or what's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, roughly we were speaking about this. We think about, because it would be contractors. Obviously, some are up earlier than others, but they're usually up earlier than the average, white collar worker. And so I would imagine like 6 to 9 and 9 p.m., 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. And the reason for the 9 p.m. would be obviously in the summer, you know, it is light until almost 9 o'clock. So they may be coming back around that time from work. But, yeah, it would not need to be 24 hours, and that could be a condition that we...
And it sounds like your main focus there was to be a dry storage, not any kind of a workshop, not an area where...
That is correct.
Install wood or do any of that. That stuff's like...
That is correct.
Okay.
Yep, it's just for storage. And, you know, we would do our best, obviously, to stipulate that. I'm sure people will try to push it, but we'll do our best to stipulate that in our leases with those tenants, that it is just for storage. It is just for their equipment. you know, to stay there.
Yeah, no, that's great. I just was trying to get some clarity. I mean, it sounds like you guys already know what happens. You're talking about potentially making a place where somebody could put a bed or a shower or whatever.
Exactly.
If that's kind of nipped in the bud, then we don't worry about it, right? So
that's why we didn't want to provide any utility service whatsoever, other than electric, obviously. And
sure. Okay.
That's about it.
But your electrical service, you were thinking more about just a standard. You weren't like decking the place out and putting welding outlets or anything.
No, I mean
lights on, lights off. Maybe an outlet.
Garage door opener, maybe, and that's about it. And yes, you will see on here, all those blue lights and red lights are lights that would potentially go on there. Small LED lights. The ones on the corners might be like more like LED downward floodlights, but the other ones would just be kind of a little box LED light just for safety, security.
That's all I could think of at this time.
Mr. Collins?
I'm assuming it needs to be available every day of the week, Saturdays
yes.
and Sundays included.
Yeah.
Same hours.
Yeah.
Just to have that on the record. And just because we see so many of these come through, and we've also seen so many of the small community solar facilities come through, and never do they seem to mix together, is there provision for deploying solar on your rooftops or anything? I'm just, seems like another business opportunity for you to take advantage of the bright sunlight and generating power and cheaply feeding it back into the grid and getting some more money back.
So I will be honest with you to the best of my knowledge, because I yeah. didn't think of it until just this second. We have not had any of those conversations, but I can tell you that pretty much, you know, a portion of that parcel is wooded. The property beside it is wooded, and the east is to the right, and then it goes, you know, the sun goes, obviously, would go east, and then east-south, and then west, and there's really just not that kind of exposure, I think, where solar would make sense, but like I said, I haven't looked into it.
Maybe worth making sure that there's not a business case for it.
Yeah.
With one of the companies that does it. Anyway.
Gotcha. Nope. That's, I have not talked to that effect.
Well, you know, the community solar people were in front of us and said that they couldn't find any commercial facilities, you know, or additional uses.
Gotcha. Okay.
They wanted to do it, so.
He's just doing his PSA.
Understood. Okay.
Protecting more farmland.
Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah, thank you for that. All right, Mr. Passwords.
The open space that you have that's not going to be the crush and run, is that going to be just green space?
You mean like, behind it there?
Correct. So you've got like your fence outlined here, and then it looks like a reddish orange outline.
Yes. So the reddish orange would roughly be crush and run. Everything else around it would either remain wooded or be grass.
Okay. That's all.
You said these would be like commercial spaces also. Do you have plenty of room at the entrance for a truck to come in and stop them?
That's what Mrs. Wingate was saying, Chairperson Wingate. And we will, yeah, should this go through to the next step, we will definitely make sure to accommodate a tractor trailer or larger box truck for those types of deliveries.
That's all I got.
Okay. And
one other thing on that same note, though, you know, emergency vehicles, turnaround space.
Yes, of course.
I see how you have it laid out, but it looks like you've got all kinds of opportunities there if you needed to do that. Just something to keep in mind.
Yes, I because there are some loading zones there that would fit, obviously, like a fire truck to back up and turn around into. So I do believe it would work, but I'm sure that when we get to the, you know, should we get to the site planning phase, then that will be something the fire marshal and the fire department will discuss with us.
All right, great. Thank you. Anything else up here? All right, if you'd like to have a seat, we'll see if anyone has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2554 E. Johnson Holdings, LLC? Is there anyone here who would like to speak in opposition? Okay.
Greta Muirhead, 32419 Norman Lane. I live in the Milo's Haven subdivision in one of those townhomes that you were talking about. And you were correct, Commissioner, that he did initially indicate that this was going to be for commercial use only, and now he seems to be backpedaling a little bit, indicating that perhaps down the line they might be doing self-storage.
Well, the application is for self-storage.
Understood.
That's what the record shows, yes.
Understood. Yep. One of the questions or concerns that I had was he was talking about pool contractors using this facility, so I'm wondering if they're going to be storing pool chemicals or anything that might be flammable and that might cause an explosion or gases in the area, since I live less than 0.4 miles from this parcel.
Understood.
I'd like to know what materials that this building is gonna be constructed of, and I'd like to know what color it's gonna be. I'd like to know about signage. And you'll have to interrupt me. This is the first time I've appeared in this type of a hearing. So if these are not appropriate questions or there's another forum, then let me know. But I'd like to know what the materials are, what the color is, what kind of signage.
The signage is under us, and they can have a sign up to, 32 feet? Yes. Yes.
32-foot sign?
Yep.
And I was a little, is the entrance on Lizard Hill? Or is
yes, it's on Lizard Hill is okay. What the plan
just,
shows.
Just to be clear, that's 32 square feet, not a 32-foot sign.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. That would be, it'd be a pretty good size sign. But yeah, okay. It's not quite that big.
And also the entrance is going to be subject to where DelDOT says it goes. I think there's the assumption just because there's the greatest frontage on Lizard Hill Road and not Central Avenue, but ultimately DelDOT's going to say that. They're going to make them design and construct a commercial entrance as well.
Because I mean, that's when I go to the beach, when I, do anything in that area, I'm straight on Central and Lizard Hill. And I have to drive Lizard Hill to get to Milo's Haven. So if there's going to be a backup of commercial traffic, that's going to be a problem for the residents. There are 179 homes in Lizard Hill, in Milo's Haven. 39 single-family homes and the balance, 140 villas or townhomes. I understand that when I purchased a home, I bought this home in September of 2024, that there was plenty of open land. But that land was farmland and housing. I never really contemplated that there would be commercial development less than 0.4 miles from my home. And from what I can see, it's not compatible with the existing usage. There is the HVAC company that he's talking about. I am familiar with what that is, and that's
it's right on Central, right on the corner. Yep.
But the welding company, the welding business, I don't even know where that is.
It's been there for years.
Okay, so that must be
That's in your backyard.
Well.
It's right behind you.
Don't know about it. Yeah. Never noticed it.
Yeah.
Feel like I'm going to know about these two storage facilities. Feel like there's going to be the lighting. I'm not quite sure I understand if there's going to be down lighting, if there's going to be motion sensors. So those are all concerns that I have. Let me look at my other. I don't know. I mean, we're talking about commercial right now, but then we're talking about there might be storage units. So does that mean personal property that we're going to be having? And then what are the hours going to be for the personal property, and what kind of security is going to be available? Is there going to be an on-site security guard for either one of these properties, or is it just going to be gate operated?
I think they testified it's going to be gate operated, and the hours of operation, I think they said, and correct me if I'm wrong, was 6 to 9.
6 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Yes.
Well, I would have an objection to those hours as well. And it's way too late. It's not going to be climate control, from what I understand. These are going to be closed storage units.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard anything about what the color is going to be. I haven't heard anything about what the height's going to be.
Well, we have restrictions within our code for height limits.
Okay. I think he was saying something about the applicant was saying something about a 20-foot setback. I don't know what kind of buffer. Was that a setback or a buffer?
I think he was talking about 20 feet off the road for space for a car. like through the gate. That was just an idea he had thrown around. That's again, that's something that has to be clarified between the state's entrance and.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know that there. You know, we have.
When they have a gate to allow the traffic to move through smoothly, so it wouldn't stop the traffic coming through on Lizard Hill.
Okay.
So somebody's not sitting there trying to get through a gate and tying up your access to get to the beach.
All right, fair enough. Yep. What about how far off the road it's going to be, this building?
Those are limitations that are already in standard set by the county regulations, and then DLDOT.
And this is a preliminary site plan. If this were to be approved, we could impose conditions around vegetative screening and other things that might reduce the visual impact to the community, and typically developers are fine to do those.
Okay. All right. That's all the concerns I have with this application. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for coming out. So anyone else like to speak in opposition? Okay, there being none.
Just one observation and maybe a public service announcement, because there was the comment about no commercial zoning in the area. Just looking at the zoning map, right across the street from Milo's Haven is C1, which is the most intensive commercial zoning district we have in Sussex County. So, you know, this is a conditional use, so the county can put conditions of approval on it. But to the extent that the land may look undeveloped now across from the entrance to Milo's Haven, that's been zoned C1, which is a closed district now for about 20 years. That, just so you know, that could be developed commercially today.
A shopping center.
Or 12 units an acre residential, or any number of fairly intensive commercial uses. So, just again, a sort of a public service announcement.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good point. Okay. Our rules do allow the applicant to make any statements they'd like to for any of the comments that were made. And we'll set the timer for you.
It's 5 minutes. It's great. Yeah. I won't. So one thing that does seem to be a little confusing is we're not proposing commercial development, okay? We're just proposing commercial storage, which I kind of tried to explain. It's for contractors. So it's not like people are going to be coming in and out, buying stuff there, in and out. So it's less than 50 traffic trips a day per DLDOT for what we've proposed. So that the pool contractor was just an example of one of the people that we've run into that was interested in storage space. They have found another spot at this point, so we don't know who will be there. And I know I've heard you have your comments on what was allowed to be stored and how it should be stored in other storage approvals you've done. So we're familiar that those things will be imposed on us as well. And that map did show, it shows a 40-foot setback on both Central Avenue side and the Lizard Hill side. The 20-foot, the smaller setback, is in the back against the property that's adjoining us. So we'll be setback 40 feet from the two roads. So just to clarify those.
Thank you.
Thank you. In addition, you are correct. I did put it on the site plan. You don't need to go back to it right now, but there is a sign, and as best I could, I did try to make it to scale, and I am aware that it is 8. It's right there, kind of at the corner of Central and Lizard Hill Road. It is 8x4, 32 square feet. I am aware of that code restriction. In terms of traffic, all I can say is that DLDOT has deemed it to be diminutive, less than 50 cars a day. Obviously, that could change based on the total square footage, but that is at least what DLDOT has set up to this point. Since this would be commercial storage, it would be the way that we would approach this would be different than or at least the commercial storage buildings, we would approach them differently than we normally would, or someone would, a self-storage building, in that the leases would stipulate what kinds of materials, et cetera, can be stored in there. We do have other commercial properties. They are not storage, but they are commercial properties, and they do stipulate which chemicals, you know, like PCBs and all those kind of things. Sorry, I don't know them right off the top of my head, but that can or cannot be, you know, or that can't be stored in there. And so the lighting would generally be downward facing, or the small little box LED lights that you kind of see like on the outside of most storage buildings that just kind of give you a security thing in front of the doors. And yes, to Mr. Robertson's, to what he said, that is C1. That was going to be one of my points. That is obviously C1. That location is where Wilson's Welding is. It is behind a house. And there's a couple chicken houses there in case you go by again. And, you know, he could at any time, you know, turn the chicken houses into storage. He could, you know, with the appropriate approvals, those could be 24 hours. Those could, you know, and obviously he could do something much more extensive with it. Should he wish to do that, but I haven't had any indication that's the case. The setback is 40 feet, so the buildings could be no closer than 40 feet. The buffer, one side is completely wooded. The other side, it might be tough along Lizard Hill Road because of the curve. That would limit the sight lines from a from a traffic perspective. That's kind of why we thought that the entrance might go where we said, because that has the most clear sight lines, and you know, people do go pretty quick down Lizard Hill Road, even though it isn't that long. And in terms of construction, they look like a normal kind of pole barn, but it would be neutral colors. Almost all of the things we have looked at have been like brown, you know, and tan, that type of thing. Something that doesn't really stick out. It's not going to be neon or anything like that. So,
okay.
Say one last thing.
You got 11 seconds.
Got 10 seconds.
Yes, you might want to explain to her. I believe a conditional use is very limited to exactly what it's approved for.
Right. That's right. And we have the option of putting conditions on it to make it even tighter if we need to. Yeah. So thank you for that. All right. If there are no more comments, we will close the public hearing for conditional use number 2554, E. Johnson Holdings, LLC. Mr. Pettyjohn?
Just to be clear, this is a separate thing, right?
Yes.
Okay, yep. All right. I knew that was a little bit.
They're two separate applications, okay. Yes. Yeah.
All right. let me see here. So I move that we defer action for further consideration on the E. Johnson Holdings, the conditional use permit 2554. And also, I think we keep the electronic comment capabilities open until 4/22/26.
Yes.
They close business of that day.
Okay. The motion has been made and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2554, E. Johnson Holdings, leaving the record open for written comment until the end of business day on 4/22/26. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries.